Now, today, tonight, we're concerned with the Bodhisattva vow. And the Bodhisattva vow is one of the most important practical aspects of the Mahayana tradition. Now, in a sense, tonight's talk is a direct continuation of last week's. Last week we saw that the bodhicitta has two aspects. There's first of all the absolute bodhicitta, identical with enlightenment, identical with reality, above and beyond time, above and beyond space. And then we saw there was the relative bodhicitta, the bodhicitta which manifests within, as it were, the stream of time. Now, the relative bodhicitta, in turn, has two aspects, and these are known respectively as the vow aspect of the relative bodhicitta and the establishment aspect of the relative bodhicitta. The second of these, the establishment aspect, refers to what are known as the six paramitas, or the six transcendental virtues, the six great virtues, the practice of which carries the bodhisattva on his way to supreme enlightenment. And these are, of course, giving or generosity, uprightness, patience, vigor or energy, meditation, and wisdom. These six transcendental virtues, these six perfections, will be dealt with in the next three lectures. This evening, we are concerned with the first of the two aspects of the relative bodhicitta, that is to say, with the vow aspect. So the question which arises, of course, is, what is the bodhisattva's vow? What do we mean when we speak of, what does the Mahayana mean when it speaks of the bodhisattva's vow? Now, the word in the original, in Sanskrit, is pranidhana. And pranidhana means, of course, vow. It means inflexible resolution. It means determination. It means pledge, and so on. And it's understood to be something very solemn, something very special, also something public, not private, and something irrevocable, something which, when it has been given, when it has been made, never, under any circumstances, can possibly be withdrawn. We may even describe the bodhisattva's vow as a sort of promise made by the bodhisattva upon the arising of the bodhicitta within him, or the manifestation of the bodhicitta within him at the commencement of his career. And it's a promise, a pledge, as it were, made to or given to the universe at large, or to all sentient beings. Now, this is the word meaning. This is what the word pranidhana or vow means. But the word meaning, as usual, does not help us very much in understanding the truth of the matter. So let us now look into it a little more deeply.